This Radio Days Africa audio amplified podcast is brought to you by the Wits Radio Academy. For more content and information, click to radiodaysafrica.co.za.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to session two of the Storytelling Audio Masterclass. I'm Lynn Joffe. I hope that most of you were here earlier today and that you've done your good exercises. And probably less people will join. And just for your information, we're now in an interactive meeting as opposed to a webinar. So I'm going to pick on ya to basically share with us what you've done, whether it was difficult, how it was, how your creative work was stimulated. And I just want to show you one thing, and that is this. It's called a stopwatch. No condescension to anyone. It's Tim said to me, it's like for an athlete, and that's exactly what it's for. It's like for an athlete who times it to the millisecond, that acts it out in their minds so that they're convinced of their own timing, their own talent, and their own trueness. So I'm gonna see who's here. Just look at the view there. Okay, people are clearly... Oh, there's a lot of people. Hi, everybody. Okay, so first, this is what I'm going to do, guys, because we should all be in the same room together and breathing and yoga and, you know, how's it and drinking, but we're not because here we are, is I'm going to ask you at the bottom of your screen, there's a thing called reactions, okay? And if you click on reactions, you get loving and crying and stuff, but there's also a thing called raise hand. So what we're going to do this afternoon is, you were all here this morning. I've got my presentation on call, but I would like a volunteer or two.
Hello.
Who's that? Andre Kunz.
Oh, God.
Yes, oh, God, you're being chosen. So, Andre, okay. Frank is controlling this from the background. We're looking at to see, please, will you raise your hand? Otherwise, I'm just going to pick on you at random. So, I'm giving you the choice. Be bold. Fess up. Who's going first? Promise you I'm going to just pick on you. I don't know who any of you are, which is really kind of weird. But we are because we've got to stop at 5:02. So please, all of you, prepare yourselves. I'm going to pick on you. I'm going to give you a quick crit, and then we're going to move on to the next person. So, Frank, if you're out there, I'm going to... choose, because Andre's already sworn into the microphone, I'm going to choose Angelique Duplessis. And if you could please unmute Angelique Duplessis. Angelique, your time starts now. So Frank, unmute Angelique. If you can, I don't think she's different on every screen. Okay. Is she unmuted? Frank, are you there?
I am. Stand by. I'm waiting for her to click on unmute as well.
All right. Angelique, you must click on unmute. And guys, so you unmute yourself. You can put up your hand if you would like to. Otherwise, I'm just going to pick on you and we're not going to get the time to be able to do this. So, Angelique, I'm going to line you up. I'm going to tell you the next, after Angelique, I'm going to choose Amanda Kanyile, after which I'm going to choose Lebohang Kobela, after which I'm going to choose Jacob Nchangazi. So stand by, all of you. I want you to have the confidence to read it, to explain it to us, and we can get quite a few done in the session. So where are you? Where is she? Okay. Frank, if this isn't going to work, I'm going to just like have to move. Are there none of you who want to put your hand up for me to evaluate your script so that you can learn and get this magnificent input on the spot you've written? Because that was kind of what this session was for. If that's not going to work, then we'll just move on to doing some other examples of storytelling. But I want your feedback, guys. If you're going to be a writer for radio, you have to stand up and read that spot. So, okay. Who's unmuted, Frank?
Explain to everybody, Lynn, about the hands up button.
Okay. So down where reactions, down at the bottom of your screen where you see reactions, it's a little smiley face with a plus on it. You click on that, and then you see a hand, a heart, all that nonsense, and then at the bottom it says raise hand. If you click raise hand, we'll know that you're in the queue to be unmuted, because we have to unmute you from our side, then you have to unmute yourself. So I know this is all very new for all of us. So please, can we get a queue of hand raisers? Otherwise, the session is just going to, you know, truncate before it begins. I wanted you all to write a piece, even if you're going to say to me, I didn't understand it, I don't know what to do, I need some feedback. Who's there? Hello?
Oh my gosh.
Who's that? Hello?
I think that's Mpoh Tuteng.
Mpoh, are you there? Unmute yourself, Mpoh.
Okay, but my name is Mpoh Moswati. I'm not sure if there's another Mpoh.
Okay, I'm fine with whoever you are, Mpoh. Were you in the session earlier today?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't. Okay, so I'm sorry. This is part two of part one, is that we wanted you. Okay, so seeing as we wanted you to write a script based on the that if you weren't in the session one, you're not going to know what to do. So,
okay.
So tell us quickly, what part of the radio space are you in?
I'm actually new into this. So yesterday I was just going through things and I saw the class, so I thought I should join and, you know, start, take it from there. But you have emailed me the presentation on my, earlier this week.
Okay, anyone who was in the session, Neil Johnson, I see you there. Unmute yourself and give us a spot, please. Of all people, Neil, unmute yourself. Unmute Neil. Let's hear what Neil has to say. The Honorable Neil Johnson in a racing car for reasons we don't understand. Are you there, Neil? Let's get the show on the road, guys. Hey.
Yes, I am. I'm just trying to skip myself. How are you?
Fine, and you? Have you got a spot to read us? Yes, we can.
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. Well, then why don't you... Okay, so you didn't come to session one.
I caught the last half hour of session one.
Okay, all right. So then you tell us then, you know, this isn't going to work out the way we wanted to. Nothing is. But for those of you who don't know Neil, he's a very, very well-known radio manager, announcer, broadcaster. Do you want to maybe share some insights in what you think radio communication should contain? What's the best radio spot you've ever heard? What's the best radio campaign off the top of your head?
Phew. I could go back to the early days of medium wave radio where direct sales had just started. And although we've been inundated with personalized ads from business owners, hi, I'm Bob, I own this shop, come to my shop and buy my goods or services. There was a guy called, I can't remember his name is Brian, and he ran a company called Semblit. It was a company that took furniture, and you bought it, it's like an IKEA, but this was back in the 1980s, and his name was Brian Easters, and he did personal spots for his business called Semblit, and it was just like Brian telling you to come to his shop to get these combo boxes of shelves and whatever he was selling, but he was kind of self-deprecating. And one of the nice things was he wasn't a radio person, so the spots weren't that convincing, but they were absolutely real. You were listening to a real person who owned a real business who was offering you goods and services and specials and product promotions in a really funny way. I mean, he was like a standing joke eventually. And people used to walk around. And in fact, It got to the point where he was being interviewed on, like, on the radio, and got probably more kind of exposure and market share due to the fact that he was just being Brian Eastus. He wasn't trying to be anything else than himself and sell his business.
Okay,
that's
so
one of the things that I remember, because it's a long time ago.
It's a very interesting, so just for all of you out there, because we were discussing storytelling and the fact that you have to have character. So this chap, whoever he was, the owner of the business, became the character. He may not have been the most likable character, but he became a consistent brand ambassador, if you would like to call it that. Clive Wheel did it with Checkers a few years later, which I didn't find believable because he wasn't the business owner. He was a manager. But if you create character, it's almost as if he can salvage himself because you start to identify with that character. But thanks for that insight. Is there anybody who wants to read, or do you want me to go? Is Tim Zunkel, are you anywhere around? I'm just wondering if I should repeat the morning class, because the morning class was the tips. And I mean, that's what people are going to get stuff out of. Ooh, I saw a hand go up. I saw one very quickly go up. Nkosongipile, did you put your hand up? Is there anyone with hands up? Because if you haven't, did anybody do the exercise? Because otherwise I think I must go back to what we did this morning, but I need Tim's permission for that.
Hi, Lynn.
Who's that?
My name is Mpoto Teng.
Hello. Cool.
Yes, I have a short piece here. I just scribbled it down now.
Okay.
I had a hectic day. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let me have a go.
Okay.
Mpoto Teng, popularly known as The Post, a well-spoken attorney in the making, however, quite passionate about radio, figuring it all out in the wake of figuring out life and adulting, out to serve your insatiable thirst for knowledge and entertainment.
You know what? That's a very, very good brief. What I mean by that is you've got your values embedded in there, knowledge and entertainment, which is communication. And what I would do with that is I would take that as your brief, and then I would write scenarios based on that. Like, give me an example about how the knowledge works. Give me an example about how the passion works. Are you sitting with your elderly mother at 2 a.m. and she can't sleep? Are you discussing it with a girlfriend over a virtual cup of coffee? What does she say? What do you say? So I like that creatively as what I would call the historical story, or we miss the biographical story. And then I would bring it into what I would call anecdotes. Create that into a dialogue, and you discover along the way, because obviously one's first draft is always a shitty draft, is what it is that you want to say. So you put yourself, again, the reason that I can operate in radio is put yourself in the shoes of the other. Have the empathy of the other. So take someone who isn't knowledgeable and give them the knowledge in such a way that isn't just a lecture. Give it to them in such a way that your value becomes the point of the story, stuff like that. So I like that, especially that you wrote it in like 5 milliseconds. Let's go to somebody else. While we're waiting, I just want to remind you, because I'm going to just give you tips to remind you of what's going on. In radio, we have this Lani word, which I got from my MA, called verisimilitude. Verisimilitude means detail. Detail. When I played you the spots earlier about a car wheel going into a pothole and coming out, and the word, they didn't just say the car went over the road. They said it went into a pothole, through a puddle. It then survived. In other words, they personified the car. They turned the car into a character and then gave you the metaphor of how a car would feel driving through a voice that made the sound effects with his mouth. So if you've got character, if you've got story, is there anybody who would like to continue? Otherwise, I'm going to go back to my presentation of this morning, because this is just... I think that I should go back to the presentation anyway.
I had a question.
Yes. Who are you?
My name is Ted. Ted Askoye. I'm from Kenya.
What a voice, baby.
Thank you.
Are you a radio voice?
I've never been to radio. I've done probably one voiceover, hence my question.
Yes.
I attended the first session, and I heard especially you talking about story and plot.
Yes.
Now, if I had a product, for example, a firewall, and I wanted to sell it, I wrote something very, very brief in terms of a script or a spot. But I would just, I'd love help to see how I could personify it. You told us that the four elements, the anecdotal, historical, allegorical, and biographical. So I was trying to see how you can, you know, remove the emotion or just bring out the emotion. So this is the spot. Tired of hitting the wall because of network threats that come from anywhere at any time? Well, we have a solution for you. Introducing the WatchGuard Firewall. It's uniquely architected to be the industry's smartest, fastest, and most effective network security product. For more information, visit www.thesite.com. WatchGuard, a product of Network Intelligence Technologies.
So you know what? It's a very fine spot. It's a very fine spot, but there is no story in it.
Okay.
So what, and I mean, it's a very good one that you've given me, Ted, and it beautifully read, darling. But what's missing from, so when I said put value in it, is the reliability is probably one of the values or something of that nature, is and we can speak about this offline. I've said to Tim, if people want to contact me direct, we can, because I want to make it better, you to make it better, is you've almost done the classic meat and potatoes. Do you need this? Here's the solution. Contact us. But there's no emotion in it at all. So, for example, and a lot of ads or a lot of communication does things that go wrong. So, for example, in the morning, in the Zulu spot for City Lodge, the Makoti had gone to the, she hadn't done the wrong thing, but in terms of the product she hadn't stayed in the hotel. So here you've got Makoti cooking for everyone, sleeping on a sponge. You know, the husband isn't there. So to illustrate what the right thing would be, show the wrong thing. So, I mean, here we are in South Africa, no lights, no water, no government, no anything. And maybe you would need a firewall because by the time, you know, I'm picturing the Armageddon going on outside my door, but the only thing I've got is this FireWire product to contact my cousin in God knows where to see if they're alive or not, for example. I mean, that's an extreme example. So look at, I think you've given yourself a perfect brief. It's a perfect brief. But how do you make them feel something? And how you feel something is by putting some kind of story. So you've got what I'd call almost press release type thing. And I mean, a lot of ads do that. Are you tired of da 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 da? Then get this and get it for less money or whatever. But if you actually go into the value, so reliability or the Industrial Revolution, which I think has kind of passed us by, but if you unpack what that value is and write a story around it, I mean, I would like what you could write it from. In other words, you've got to put yourself into the figment of a character. Write that as if you were a character who didn't have it. Write it from the point of view of a character who did have it. Write from the point of view of a dialogue between we very often, because we do a lot of educational for good campaigns, where we put absolute, excuse me to swear it, you're not from South Africa, dus, an idiot, somebody who doesn't literally know anything, someone who maybe, you know, still doing things over a pot of fire in a tent somewhere, and educate them, but in a storytelling way. So have them ask, because dialogue always works quite nicely. If you've got two characters, maybe one who knows and one who doesn't. And then your announcer can say, the new da-da-da-da from wherever, get it quickly. But you're not pulling in the emotion because you're not telling a story. Does that kind of
It's very, very clear.
I'm not going to remember everyone's names, but we can, especially that you are outside the country and you've got the most beautiful voice I've ever heard. Do you get it, guys? You other guys who are listening, don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed to give me something that isn't a Lurie Award, where you've had 1 hour. And remember this also, and I learned this from writing my book. There's no such thing as a perfect first draft. Nobody, not Stephen King, not William Shakespeare. You always, and that's why we used to have creative directors who would send you back and back and back, and you're nibbling on something here. So Ted's story has got the punchline only, which is get this product. But why? Not because are you tired of this or do you need to go into, because you have a problem and you need something, and the solution to that need is the product. When we do banking, because we've done a lot of financial banking, we boiled it down to, in banking, you have money, you need money, or you've got too much money. There's only like three categories. There's loans, investments, and transactional. I'm oversimplifying to make a point. But money is an emotional need. So it doesn't matter if you can invest 10,000 rand and everything that all the banks do. What is the need that the product will satisfy? And that always boils down to emotion, from death to taxes to banking to FMCG to radio promotions. And in fact, radio promotions, in other words, are not advertising. More than anything now, if you guys are out there, we need to speak to each other. The consumer-generated content is storytelling too. I bet you every single South African at this moment, and if we were in a room together, I'd ask you to spend, and maybe I even will. I think I might even do this with you guys now, because none of you are volunteering. And now I'm going to tell you, the last 72 hours or the last week living in South Africa has been, to use my character's expression, a cluster fig. And each one of us has a story of what's happened in the last 4 days. It's a unique situation. We're under COVID. We're under riots. We're under, it's freezing in Johannesburg. We're almost living in a kind of Armageddon. So you could decide, I'm going to overcome the Armageddon, or maybe somebody, unfortunately, has somebody who passed away from COVID or is very sick from COVID. And I'm using this now because nobody's answering my brief. So now, as the creative director, I'm now going to give you 5 minutes, and I'm going to put myself on mute. I'm giving you 5 minutes to write a story. I don't care if it's for radio or not at this point. I want you to each, I'm giving you 5 minutes, which is quite long, to take a pen and pencil and write, and then I'm going to pick on you whether you like it or not. Okay, so get over the shyness. I want you to write it as if you are telling it to a very dear friend. I want you to breathe. I want you to go into your child mind. I don't want to hear about politics. I don't want to hear the Z word. I don't want to hear about the EFF. I don't want to hear anything about politics. I want to hear about your personal experience. So I'm going to give you 5 minutes, and this whole session has now moved into storytelling, beginning, middle, end, not necessarily in that order. Give yourself a character. If you're too embarrassed to be yourself, Mthombo Dlamini, Marvin Malaka, give yourself a different identity. And I want you to write for 5 minutes, starting now. Okay, you guys have got 1 minute left. So if you're sitting there picking your nose, write an end, and then they all died, or I love my mother, or this just goes to show that we have hope, or just end it. Find a way to wrap it up. Obviously, you know, we're not all just going to write Shakespeare now. We don't have to. And then I am, because you're all in the session, I'm just going to Frank. Even Frank can choose the person. Because I would like to read 3 or 4 of them and show you how creative everyone is creative. Everyone, no matter what you've been told by your family and friends, we all have the ability to tell stories. We'd bore each other to death. So you had 15 seconds to finish. I want you to finish, and they all lived happily ever after, or they didn't. Find a sentence, pull it out of yourself. We've all been emotionally affected by the last few days. There is an emotion in there somewhere. Are you angry? Are you sad? Are you hopeful? Are you bad? Are you a looter? Are you a not looter? This is all fiction, hey? So I don't, whenever you read it to me, it becomes something else. You transform into something else. You can change your story. That's what writing's about, the ability to change your story. So, pens down. I'm going to ask Cecilia Hochhaus. Cecilia Hochhaus. What an interesting surname. Cecilia, unmute Cecilia, and Cecilia, read us your story, please. Frank, are you there?
I'm here. Cecilia needs to respond with
the Cecilia, button. I need you to unmute yourself. So, guys, if we choose you, yeah, there she is. Cecilia, read us your story. Are you there, Cecilia? She ran away. Well, there you go. You see, 30 seconds of silence is also a, you know, a sound of some kind. Cecilia, are you not there? Doll? Cecilia?
She's gone away.
She's not there. Okay, let's try, what about Lerato Mokwena? Are you there, Lerato? Can you unmute yourself? Come, guys, we need to share. We need to share. It's so difficult.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Fine, my darling. Do you, okay, just without even a pre, don't upon, never apologize, never explain. Just read. Go for it.
Okay. So what I'm, I did, ne, I'm working with artists. We are selling an album. Ne? Mm-hmm. So what I did is I just wrote something like this. Music will remain relevant even when its time is gone. And this is a story into our current journey as a global community and the evil politics we are going through as humans. So please buy our music. It will help you heal and acknowledge who you are.
Love it. I love it. And again, I'm just going to go through very quickly. It's music will, your payoff line, which is music that will remain no matter what happens. That
music will remain relevant even when, right, when its time is gone.
Okay, so I'm saying to you, that's your brief. I want a script. I want a dialogue. I want a story about that very relevance. So, for example, I mean, in my own experience, so for example, I really, really love some of the old dead South African masters. And my young crew always tell me, no, but she's dead and she's dead. So, you know, what would happen if Brenda Fassie came back to life? Would you interview her today? Would she be disappointed that she is dead, that she can't, but we can go back to the past? So I think it's a very, again, a very good brief to yourself, because I think it's a very strong, what you've got as an insight. But now I want you to illustrate the insight. Choose the music that you would choose for that insight. Write in your imagination, write a dialogue with some of the dead artists, you know? Because music is relevant.
How it heals. Mm.
Yeah, and because music is forever, you can be dead, actually. Thank God they invented the record player. So very good insight. Very, very lovely. You can, again, I'll ask Tim if he can forward emails. I would like to have, it's beautiful. We're going to move on. But I think, again, you've got a brilliant brief. Now decide on the music, decide on the dialogue, decide on the story you're telling. So you've given us the summary. I want to know what's in the background of those stories. It might be a campaign. So, for example, Zimawana. Zimawana is insane to listen to. He's literally insane, but he's dead and insane. And you can't defame the dead kind of thing. Yeah. So what would it be to bring Elvis back from the dead, to bring John Lennon back from the dead, to bring Hussey back from the dead? I think there's a brilliant campaign. I'd love to work on you with it. And now I'm going to move on to someone else. Be in touch with me. I think you've got a very, very good, very important message. And then I want stories. Who is Jojo Bonti? Because I've never heard a name like Jojo Bonti. I want your name. So, Jojo. Okay. Frankie, we're going to Jojo Bonti. Because I just can't believe with a lowercase J. I just want to meet you, Jojo. Where are you? Unmute yourself, please. Unmute Jojo Bonti. Calling all Bontis. Okay. Jojo, you're not there. Frank, are you there?
Beijing Frank. Frank, please come to reception. Frank. Frank,
Jojo's unmuted, but he wasn't talking.
Okay. So, all right. So, Dawn Hendricks, are you there? It's frustrating, guys. So I want, can you put your hands up if you'd like to read? Why is everyone so bloody shy?
Can you hear me?
Yes. How's it?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting you. Okay. Perfect. So what I've written is very personal. I face a new beginning in a couple of weeks. Life as I know it won't be the same. A new addition to life, to our lives, to my life. As the time grows near, it becomes more surreal, but excited for this new beginning. That's what I wrote.
Oh, but Dawn, you see, now there's a story, guys. I assume it's the birth of a child.
Yes.
Okay, so if you took that, because I like that as the creative director for the session, is What about if you started, for example, say with a uterine heartbeat, and then it moved into a baby gurgling or something like that? You could actually demonstrate it or make it the punchline to say it's the birth of a baby. You could also, and then getting back to brand, which is raping one's own memory banks, which we do all the time, is it could be the birth of a new motor car. It could be the birth of a new sandwich. So again, to all of you listening, if you come with a human truth that is the surreal nature of welcoming, because you've used a metaphor. You've used the metaphor for a real birth, but if you take that metaphor and you apply it to a new product, the same birth process happens and we all relate to it because we were all born at some point. You know, we all know about the birth process. So I think you found a lovely metaphor, and thank you for sharing that. And that's beautiful. And whoever's, is it you that's pregnant?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Dawn. That's divine. And you see, also, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Then I want you, on a personal level, please write this journey. Because just a mother just about to give birth, I mean, you know, I can put myself in other people's shoes, but I've never actually given birth. And I would love to hear what these feelings are. And again, you've got all of that arousal and awareness. I don't care who you are. The story of birth is as an app. It's a miracle. So if you can tap in to your personal, that's why I said about the whole biological, historical. Historical is, yeah, everyone gives birth, so what? But here is a woman, and if you, never mind the advertising part, if you come with your story, you can deepen your story, and then you can share your story with other people. So one of you radio oaks out there could say, why don't we do a promotion where a whole bunch of pregnant women get together on radio and share their birthing fears, stories, reluctances. So to me, a whole campaign can come out of there, maybe sponsored by Pampers, but does it really matter anymore? So I just love that. I love that. And please continue to write that and write to me. So let's get someone else. It's awesome. 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 Ndela Sichiza, are you there? Because we're going to have to finish in 10 minutes. I want to get another 2-3 people in. Ndela, are you there? And I know I've mispronounced your surname. Sichiza. Sichizia. Ndela.
Hi.
Are you there?
Hi.
Okay, Sipho.
Yes. How are you doing?
All right, and you? Radio
Great.
Man. Go for it, doll. Beautiful.
Truth is, it was not part of the plan. Imagine waking up with no electricity, running to the bus stop, only to miss the bus, and then realizing you forgot your umbrella at home, and it starts raining cats and dogs. All this, the very morning, you have a very big presentation. That's how Tando's morning started. But that's not how it ended. Sipho, the taxi driver, gave her a lift, and Uma Mavis gave her an old red coat and black slippers to wear. It takes a village to birth a dream. With great conviction and being mindful of what it took to be in the room, Tando stood with courage, and that's how Shiro Shuttles came into being, servicing queens by a queen.
Wow. Just go into your studio immediately, do a light edit and record. So, and I just assume you are a radio floozy because that was so visual. But what I loved about it more than anything was the first line. It wasn't part of the plan. The moment you tell me that is a what if scenario, and I'm like, what wasn't part of the plan? What was the plan? And then you even had Ubuntu in it, which is amazing. I mean, let's get together and do a new South Africa campaign, because your value there is an Ubuntu value. And I mean, we need that so desperately right now. So again, you could do a radio promotion on this very thing and say, tell us about your last 24 hours in a 30-second radio spot and win a trip to Israel or free chicken or whatever it is that we need. But what you've done there is you've touched a human truth again. Because yesterday, in the last 2 days, nothing will ever be the same again. But it wasn't part of the plan. And all of us, and to me, that's a unit, we don't know what the plan is, guys. We don't know. And it's the first, so you've hit, to me, a historical truth, a biographical truth, and an anecdotal truth. And you've actually hit on the umbrella that was, it obviously was a very short story. That story you could almost expand into a script of a larger, then I want to hear what did the umbrella person say to the woman who didn't have an umbrella? Yes, sissy, or whatever it may be, or something to do with the rain, and there were no sound effects. But I think that I'm very glad we've segued into this. I love the human truth of that. I think that if any of you radio guys are you know, change the world and all of that, people need to speak about this. People are in fear, they're in pain, they're in disbelief. Optimism doesn't come out of ignoring the situation. Somebody said on Facebook yesterday something about hopes and prayers were crossed out, and we actually need a plan. We need a plan. Give your umbrella to the woman in the rain. Small acts of Ubuntu will change us. And I think I'm not going to give, as South Africans, I love it. Sipho, please get in touch. I just want to come and work with everyone. Let that story be told. And whether that story was true to you or not, it was true to the emotion. And I loved it. So we're going to do, I want someone else to put their hand up, because can you see also if we were in a room? I mean, we're not in a room together, guys. I'd be sitting on people's laps now and serving schnapps. And, you know, we need to be in the room together. And radio, by the way, does bond us. And it is an intimate medium. That's why when Ted was reading, the Kenyan guy, when Ted was reading, I just wanted him to read me something emotional, because his voice, the very voice that he has, is so beautiful. Jojo, you came on for a millisecond. Okay, can we get another hand up, or I'm just going to just pick on you guys? I'm going to pick on somebody who wants to come on. So.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's that?
That's Quinton from Cape Town Get Up with Sam.
Hey,
a little bit naughty. I've been tuned in while driving, but I did manage to come up with something. It starts off. What if you were too old? What if you started attending more funerals than movies? Naturally, you'd start searching for the fountain of youth before the pandemic adds you as a statistic. Tune into your youth. Tune into your heritage. It's Cape Town's original radio station. Good.
You cheat. That's brilliant. So I can hear this is a radio floozy speaking. That to me is like a headline. The what if you actually use the literal what if.
Yes, literally.
As a concept. No, steal. What do they say? Bad artists copy, great artists steal. Steal it. But then for me, the radio floozy in me says, let people call in and say, what if? You know, what if we were all immortal? What if we never died? What if we were all multimillionaires? What if you were caught in what if you were just doing your shopping yesterday and suddenly there were looters? Would you pay for what you bought? Would you steal it? You know, so the what if is so intriguing. You used it for funeral. I think that's very interesting. What if when you're my age, you know, you might die. When you're 25, you think you'll never die. Zorba the Greek said that. But youth are the ones who are most at risk of dying because of the lifestyle of a 25-year-old versus the lifestyle of a 60-year-old. You know, car accidents, disease, etc. So I love that. Use it. But make clear, what I would say to you is make your stories, either your stories are generated by your consumer, in other words, your listener, or give them the example of the kind of stories you want them to tell, and then call it hashtag what if or cape whatever. Give it a name. But it's the start of a very big campaign, and I really like it. I want one more volunteer, please. Come on. This is your chance.
I actually had a story.
Who are you?
Ted. It's still Ted.
Oh, Ted.
Yeah.
Ooh, now you're being cheeky. Mm.
No, I had a story, and I wanted, actually wanted input on it. So here it goes. I'm not an SA, but I have heard of the things that's been happening. So I'm taking a perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We lie here alone. All we hear outside is gunshots that seem to draw closer. The stink of blood along with the pungent traces of urine fills the air, a succinct sign of the fear gripping the people of Natal. We are at war. And for us in the room who only cling to the light of the lamb in front of us, our frantic hearts only beat a little stronger, longer, faster, craving freedom from our natural habitat. our palms sweaty and cold, as we hold each other hoping that they will not notice our presence.
Jesus. Wow. You see, and I mean, I'm speaking as a South African, the empathy that you have there, it's a poem. And it's beautiful, and I hope that with that voice of yours, I just want to hear it in my ears. I want it's almost like pastor type, but it's human. You've used very very evocative, poetic words. It's not the way people would speak to each other, but it's the way that you would speak as a, if you want to call it, a fellow African with empathy for a country you're not even living in. And I think that's this has shifted the whole question of this, because I think we need to be speaking about this now. The blood, the cold, but what you've done, and if I analyze it, because I did an MA and all of that, is that you've actually used the disaster to increase the poeticness of your empathy. So, you know, you could have two guys going, "Hey, you took that from me. No, you stole that from me. No." But you didn't use the hysteria. You use the calm, and the very idea of that is the value of what we would call Ubuntu or compassion. Like, it's like almost like in here now, a message from the Dalai Lama. I think that it's what you've just told me makes me hope for humanity, because we so really don't know what to do here. Thank you for that message from a fellow, from a sister and a brother. And thank you for that. If we were in the room, you would be covered with sanitized smooches.
Thank you.
It's beautiful, and you got such a voice. You know, if you read, and I mean, that's just to take the piss a little bit. If he was reading that story like this, I don't think we'd have the same kind of empathy. Do you follow what I'm saying? So the casting of it, I actually would like you to read. I would like you to read it again. Read it again, please.
Okay. We lie here alone. All we hear outside is gunshots that seem to draw closer. The stink of blood, along with the pungent traces of urine, fills the air, a succinct sign of the fear gripping the people of Natal. We're at war, and for us in the room who only cling to the light of the lamp in front of us, our frantic hearts only beat a little stronger, longer, faster, craving freedom from our natural habitat. Our palms sweaty and cold as we hold each other, hoping that they will not notice our presence.
You see, also, I mean, this is just, it's the perfect example of we lie here alone, okay? That opening line, and I'm a big time opening line girl for whether it's a radio spot or a novel. We lie here alone is so deep, because you didn't say I lie here alone, we. So in other words, you could almost say the people of, well, now we know the people of Kenya or the people outside of South Africa. And then you use very similarly, like the smell of blood, which you can't obviously have. In fact, this is a perfect radio piece, because you can't smell the blood from 10,000 miles away. But on radio, you can. On radio, you can cover distance in a second. So you've actually gone from being outside, and I think the magnificence of what you've done, the empathy of what you've done, is you've brought yourself into the situation while you're outside, which is why we lie here alone. I hope that you, and it's very interesting, guys, for all of you in this session, was that Ted, the last time he spoke, said, "Oh, yes, buy your fiber here and have a nice day, and look what has happened in the space of half an hour." Which is why, again, thank you very much to Radio Does Africa for doing this. But we kind of need the skin in the room to be able to have the empathy with each other, to be able to – this is the most beautiful thing. I want you to record it and send it, and I don't care what Tim says. And I think that I'm so proud of you that in the space of such a short time, you've gone from, you know, a summer ad for fiber to a cry – for the nation. And if there are any of you Radio Oaks out there, we need to start getting these messages out there. You can record them on your phones these days, you know, and that's another thing, is that it was so from the heart, and it was so full of empathy. And if, you know, if the rest of Africa has empathy for us, we need to heal our nation. You know, it's like a therapy session. So I'm going to ask for one more volunteer. Remember, every writer is different. We have 3 minutes left. Okay. We have 3 minutes left. So I'm just going to remind everyone of why we did this, because value is the soul of storytelling. So if you want to take, and just the ones that I can remember now, Dawn, value is the soul of storytelling. Dawn is having a baby. I just don't know what that's like. And she's used a metaphor that can actually go for the whole human race, but she's using her own story to tell a story, which is why somebody asked earlier about brand stories. Do you have to have a brand story? Now, I don't know Ted from a bar of soap. You might think we planned this in advance. We didn't. But next time I'm going to plant Ted. Is Ted's brand story now is his Ubuntu. I don't know, and I don't care what he does for a living, but he's got that Ubuntu inside him, and whatever he's doing, especially for his fiber, he needs to bring together this raw kind of objective buy my stuff to we lie here alone. And obviously you can't lie here alone for fiber. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if you can actually find a story to tell, you might have to write 16 of them before your creative director even lets you give it to the client. But a lot of this is coming, and a lot of us, if we were on a radio show now, I would have lined you up, timed you, and made you go on to be able to show, because it's not not shameful. It's actually releasing. It's actually freeing. I weep for my country, and then I thank Ted for the message from afar. You follow what I'm saying? I would like you to... I'm going to ask Tim to, you all got email about this. So if you want to send me your piece, I'm very happy to read your piece and give you feedback. I'm very happy to work on campaigns with any of you guys who are out there on radio to bring in the voices, because radio can save our situation. It can't heal the world. We're not politicians. But if we can share our stories with each other at the moment, we should be telling the South African story, if you want to call it that, and we are in dire straits. And in order, therapy. What's the value? The value of the storytelling is the empathy that we can share, so that we can become, as a diverse nation, united again. I didn't intend to do a political speech, but I'm saying to all of you guys, we've got 30 seconds left, which is usually the duration of a radio spot. I would like to thank you for all participating. Thank you for letting us segue. Please send your story to Tim and he will forward them to me. Please thank the, and I'm going to have to pronounce them again because the Germans helped us, and thank you to the Germans. So there are people who still believe in us, and the Konrad Adenauer Stiftung Media Program. I would like to thank, and Radio Days themselves, and thank you to the engineers in the background, and thank you to Tim's uncle, and thank you to all y'all.
That was the Radio Days Africa Audio Amplified Podcast, brought to you by the Wits Radio Academy. For more information and podcasts, click to radiodaysafrica.co.za.